Now, there are a lot of challenges in parenting young children, even in the best of circumstances. And for moms who are incarcerated, it can feel impossible to play a meaningful role in your kids' lives. One program is trying to help those kids to have some normal, fun childhood experiences and to make sure they have a chance to interact with their moms outside of just visiting hours at Techida Prison in Fond du Lac. Kenzie Gonzalez has been working for Hometown Heroes, Inc. since 2017. She was brought on in part to help launch Camp Reunite. She has a master's in public health from the George Washington University. Kenzie, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
And Sarah Cooper is a warden for the Wisconsin Women's Correctional System, which includes Techida Correctional Institution in Fond du Lac. Warden Cooper, thanks so much for joining us today.
Good afternoon. It's my pleasure.
Well, Warden Cooper, let's get a quick profile of the women incarcerated at Techida. How many inmates are there?
So at Techida, we have about 920 women who are living there right now.
And I've heard that social connections, being able to connect with family members, things like that, can be a big part of hopes for rehabilitation for inmates. How important is that?
It's incredibly important. For our women who are releasing out into the community, they often have their children the day that they're released from prison. So giving them this opportunity to bond with their kids and get to know their kids on a more intimate level is incredibly important.
Now, Kenzie, tell us what Camp Reunite is. How does it work?
Yeah, so Camp Reunite, it's a week-long program. It's a trauma-informed summer camp for youth ages 8 to 15, and it's at no charge to the families. So all of the children who come to camp have a parent currently incarcerated in the Wisconsin correctional system. We launched in 2018 at Techida Correctional, so all of the children that we served have a mother incarcerated at Techida, and in the future, we actually are expanding to serve children with incarcerated fathers, and we'll start with Kettle Moraine Correctional, and so it's a really phenomenal program. We take the kids, they come to camp, they get the traditional camp experience, but in addition to that recreation time, we also do mental health promotion type activities, give them a space to meet other kids and talk to others in the same situation, and then come to Techida twice throughout the week to have a very extended child-friendly visit with their mothers.
And you mentioned something there, Kenzie, that seems really important for these kids in their school days, day-to-day. They might be the only kid in a classroom with an incarcerated parent or one of very few. How important is it to realize they're not alone?
Right. It's extremely important. And to date, we don't know of too many other programs out there exactly like ours. The community around parental incarceration, I think, is starting to build. But it's very important. There's over 2 million children in the U.S. that are facing this, and an estimated 88,000 in Wisconsin alone. So they're not alone, but oftentimes can feel so because there's a lot of stigma around incarceration in general. And so it's not something that kids always will want to share with others or feel like they have a space to do that. So that's what we try to create.
And Warden Cooper, what does it mean for the moms to be able to participate in these programs themselves?
For the moms, it is, it's like a lifesaver for the moms. You know, they say to us that they will do anything to make sure that they can continue to participate and that their kids can continue to participate. And what we've heard from the moms is that this time with their children really solidifies in their mind the importance of getting back out into the community and living a crime-free life and staying away from any of the addictions or any of those types of things that got them in trouble in the first place. It really just, it's a big motivation for them.
I want to give a listen to one of the moms. This is a woman named Kiana. This is from Fox 11 News in Green Bay.
I've been here for 6 months. It's kind of hard being away from my kids every day because I'm used to being with them every day and taking care of them full time. It was really exciting. I was excited to see them and they were happy. This is their first year ever going to a camp. And I always wanted to send them to a summer camp, but I wasn't able to because it was too expensive. So I am very grateful of this opportunity.
That's one of the moms. Now, Kenzie, can you tell us the kind of response you've gotten from kids who participate in Camp Reunite?
Oh, incredible experiences, amazing children. They're just very resilient, and oftentimes it's their first time away from home for an extended time when they come to Camp Reunite. So at first, they may be a little shy or hesitant, but over just the course of 1 week to see them open up so much and just bond with other children and our counselors and staff is phenomenal. And we've really seen some major changes. We've now had 4 sessions of Camp Reunite, and many of the kids have been able to return all 4 times. So from start to finish, they've just come so far.
I want to give a listen now to one of the kids. This is Kavan. Also, this is from Fox 11 News in Green Bay.
It gives them an opportunity to meet other friends that are in a situation like them, and they can speak their feelings with the other children, not just keep a secret from the people at school.
So, Warden Cooper, we heard Kenzie mention there aren't a lot of things like this around the country. Are you hoping that we can have more opportunities for moms in prisons to be part of their kids' lives and hopefully as an inspiration to not return to prison later?
Absolutely. I know that the Hometown Heroes folks have a vision that this program roll out nationwide. So anything that we can do to help get the word out, I think, is very important because this is so impactful for both the kids and the mom.
And Kenzie, you mentioned this is starting with a women's prison here. You're expanding into a men's prison. What do you see for growth beyond that?
So beyond that, well, in 2020, we will be doing the men's camp. And then beyond that, each year, I think we're just looking for partners that are willing across the U.S. really to link arms with us and expand, and always looking for ways to do that. So and then of course, funding and other partners to come about. There's so many opportunities to get involved and volunteer or work with us, whether you have a fundraising background, social work, advocacy, just spreading the word about what we're doing and really making the issue known.
And Warden Cooper, it's probably too soon to have a lot of hard data here, but what are your hopes for the impact of a program like this?
Well, we've already seen a positive impact with the ladies that have participated. Their behavior just inside of prison has greatly improved. And as I stated earlier, it really has solidified their resolve to be successful when they release. And what I hope for the ladies and for the kids that this program gives them that opportunity to just reinforce to each other how much they mean to each other so that together, as moms and kids, they move forward in life in a positive direction.
We'll keep watching this program. Warden Cooper, thanks a lot for joining us today.
My pleasure.
And Kenzie, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much.
We've been talking to Kenzie Gonzalez with Hometown Heroes, Inc. She was brought on in part to help the program we've been talking about, Camp Reunite, a summer camp for kids whose parents have been incarcerated. Sarah Cooper was also with us, warden for the Wisconsin Women's Correctional System, which includes Tichita Correctional Institution and Fond du Lac. They were both with us to talk about this Camp Reunite.